Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Shelby Cassese every week puts together a wonderful feature. This Hits Different, brought to you by Baker Tilly. We'll listen to it. We'll talk to Shelby thereafter. It's a very interesting story from West Allegheny. Let's go.
Sharing the stories of remarkable young people in Western Pennsylvania, this is This Hits Different on 93.7 The Fan.
Casey Yonker has been in high school all of 3 weeks, but you'd be hard-pressed to find someone at West Allegheny who hasn't heard of her.
She's fearless and hates to lose.
As a freshman, Casey starts on Coach Dave Tissue's varsity soccer team, takes all honors classes, and kicks for West A's varsity football team. It started a few years ago when friends asked her to kick for their middle school team. Heading into high school, those same teammates came calling.
They were all asking me if I was playing high school. I wasn't sure. I was really nervous, but I knew that their kicker was a senior.
So nervous, Casey says she avoided off-season practices at first, but after just a few summer workouts, things changed.
I had so much fun, and the guys were so nice to me. I was nervous they weren't going to even talk to me, but they were so nice to me. And that's kind of what eased me in to, like, deciding to play.
That warm welcome, enough for her to want to give high school football a shot. Head coach Dave Shoppe didn't wait long to see what she can do. Week one against Trinity, Casey got the call.
She's been a pleasant surprise, being as young and as she is, but still being as composed as she is when she's on the field. We put her into some situations against Trinity, and she was able to be successful there for us, kicking the ball through the uprights.
That night, she made 3 field goals, 4 extra points, and kicked a touchback in a 43-34 win.
They were all super supportive, and they were all proud of me, and that feeling, like, it was unreal, like once in a lifetime.
As successful as she's been in her first weeks of high school, Casey says the grind of 2 varsity sports seasons and a heavy course load is setting in, mentally and physically. It's giving her a crash course in self-care and handling the ups and downs of her play.
Last week was a lot. I had a lot of soccer games, and I had a lot of football practice. So I just have to balance the two. This week, I'm dialing it down a little on football just because my hip is definitely taking a toll.
But as long as it's up to her, you'll see Casey Yonker on the soccer and football field for West A for the foreseeable future.
As long as, like, there's no kicker that's, like, I don't know, insane, I am planning on staying all 4 years for soccer and football.
She's still having fun, and I tell them, as long as you continue to have fun and you're excited about it, you're in the right place.
Touchbacks that Danny Smith could use her, that's for sure. This Hits Different, brought to you by Baker Tilly. Hi, Shelby.
Hello.
Happy Tuesday morning to you.
Yes, happy Tuesday.
Great stuff by you. Finding another great story out there. I know you're always on the prowl for good stories.
Yeah.
That is a good one. Multi-sport. It's one thing to be multi-sport. It's another thing to be multi-sport varsity-wise in the same season.
At one time.
Yeah.
And taking honors classes. And
we don't know anything about that.
As a freshman, too.
And as a freshman.
Yeah.
So she's got a full plate, and on top of that, she was a great interview. She had so much personality. Someone her age, I would expect to be a little timid or, you know, be nervous about the interview. And when I talk to people that young, I'm always like, hey, if you need to start over, that's all right. Like, this is all edited, no worries. And she just gave me all the details she could and was so energetic and so personable, and she's going to be really successful if she keeps it up.
It feels like the tide has turned in high school sports anyway, to the point where seeing a female kicker or whatever the role may be on the team. It's so much different from when I, in particular, was young, when it was a big deal. And now it's like, well, no, she's the best kicker available. She's the best kicker available.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, at West A, she is not the first female kicker to come through the program. They had one last year, I believe, and she's kicking at Teal College right now.
Oh, wow.
So that was, you know, one of the things that I had in my discussions with their football coach and just didn't make it into the piece was when Casey came through, it was, all right, next girl up, basically, right?
Yeah. Well, in all of that said, let's get on to something else real quick, because you're itching. I see you over there. You're chomping at this.
Okay.
What's wrong with the Steelers, Shelby?
Well,
where do you want her to start?
Yeah. Well,
honestly, the offense is going to be the offense, right? It's a problem. There's a lot to be fixed.
You've already resigned yourself after 2 weeks. You're just saying it is what it is.
Well, okay. I knew going into the game against Las Vegas that the offense, it's just going to be what it was going to be, right?
Right.
I thought that the defense would have been able to win it for them, and I felt comfortable with that. And then Joe Hayden, Devin Bush, you hear that as you're getting ready for the game. And I thought, all right, I still think they can win it, but it's going to be a little bit tougher. And then, of course, the injuries that progressed throughout the game, that ultimately was going to be the factor for me that was going to win it for them, because the offense is what it is. And then the injuries on top of that just put them completely out of it. And the Raiders had their fair share of injuries too, right?
I mean, maybe the Raiders are good. That's the other thing.
Or
maybe they're better than...
Trying to find acceptance with
that. I know,
that.
So am I. Like, we wrestle with that, but that might be the case a little bit here.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is they're depleted as well. They just seem to take advantage of the Steelers' injuries and mistakes more so than the Steelers took advantage of their injuries and few mistakes that they made.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin was kind of irritated. Well, he was irritated for a number of reasons after the game, but one was when he was asked about the pressure on Ben, said, you know, hey, we talked about this all last week. That the Raiders, you know, that their pass rush was underrated, and that a lot of us, I think he said he stressed that with the players, he stressed it to the media, but a lot of us that just don't really know too much about him, I don't know if we gave him enough credit.
And we talked, all of us talked a lot about Darren Waller all week,
right?
And he was almost a non-factor
until he needed to be a factor,
right. Yeah,
and then he was like it was. He made two big catches when he needed to make them.
Right? Okay, but they spent almost the whole game not using him.
Yeah.
So all that being said, we're going to get into this conversation in a couple minutes, but I want to hear your thoughts on it. Does a win over Cincy set everything right back to, not to zero, but right back to where it's supposed to be, regardless of how they pull it off?
I think not quite. I think there needs to be a commanding win over Cincinnati to put us back on it, on the right direction. There can't be none of this last second field goal,
right,
play from behind. It has to be a commanding win for me to think, okay, I think they're on a better path back to where they need to be. But if it's a close game, if they're playing from behind the whole time, I'm still equally concerned.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, it is. It is very, very concerning. All right, what else are you working on? Let's go. What do you got moving here? You got a show on Sunday or Saturday?
No, I don't have a show on Sunday. I'm going to a bridal shower this weekend.
Oh, my God. You are unbelievable.
It's a wedding. It's a shower.
Sprinkle.
How many gender reveals are a part of this yet?
None? I'm not at that phase of my life
yet.
I'm so fortunate. It's probably going to be coming here in the next 5 years. You're going to be hearing
something
about sprinkles and
Your social media is captivating to me because you have every cliched Instagram picture every weekend.
Yeah.
Here's all the girls lined up. They're making a sign like the wedding. It's hashtag whatever is this wedding. Okay, we're going to Nashville. Then we're going to Charlotte. Then we're going to wherever, Vegas. Then we're going to this place. It is every cliched one, and you live it.
It seems to be every weekend. I will defend myself in saying that a lot of these events were supposed to happen last year. So it's all happening in one summer.
COVID backlog. Backlog. Okay.
Can I just ask, what's a sprinkle? I'm serious.
It's when
I've never heard that before. I was thinking of like the whoop, there it is, sprinkle.
So the sprinkle is typically when someone's having a second baby. So you have a baby shower for the first baby and you get all the stuff and it's a big blowout. But a sprinkle is when the second baby comes along and you probably need a few more items. Like if you had a girl the first time, you're having a boy the second time. Okay, well, you need a few more
patience,
items.
Yes.
It's basically another excuse to throw a party and get more presents.
Correct.
So.
That's all it is. These are just just con jobs, all these things. Right. You'll find out someday.
Oh, no.
It's a big con job. How about Jim?
That's all I thought of.
Sprinkle.
This is a rather new phenomenon.
Did you ever hear about Jim's baby reveal party? How he phrases it? He had the old-fashioned baby reveal.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Popped out. There it was, a boy.
Did you find out beforehand?
Another one.
He said they did it the old-fashioned way.
Did you guys find out beforehand with your kids?
I had to. We were having twins.
We did the old-fashioned reveal, too.
We did not find out. We were having twins until the second sonogram. So we were, like, down the road, and then the lady says in this room, You're having twins. And we thought it was a joke that they play on everybody.
Do twins run in your family?
No.
Okay, so it was.
And I go, okay. And then
really
she got on the phone and called the front desk, and she was like, we're going to have to cancel the 1:30 today because we're going to be. And I was like, hey, I don't think she's joking around. Yeah. So that was that. So good luck at your sprinkle or at your bridal shower or at your whatever this weekend. Where is it? Is it around here?
It's in Chicago.
All the time.
The social agenda.
She never has one in Moundsville.
No.
They're always in Chicago or Nashville.
High school there.
Yeah. I know.
I did. It's my sole remaining high school friend that's getting married. I'm in her wedding next month.
Of course.
And there will be a picture of Shelby in a robe and they're holding up champagne.
Right.
She is in every cliche Instagram photo. But here's the thing.
It's going to be a fun weekend, but I know you're a dogged reporter, so I need you to investigate this.
Yes.
I need to get a take on what Chicagoland thinks about how Justin Fields is being used or not used. I need to know are they melting down in Chicago over the Andy Dalton, Justin Fields thing?
I seriously feel the mood I've gotten in Chicago over the years of living there, they're very mild about the Bears. Just, you know, they're disappointed. When they lose, they're happy when they win. But it is seriously nothing compared to here. You don't see Urlacher jerseys in church on Sundays. Right?
Yeah.
It's very mild compared
to Mitch Trubisky's been your quarterback, you're numb after that.
Yeah.
All right, Shelby, we thank you so very much.
Until next week.
We'll talk
again next week.
Thanks again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.